Well, what is the police force in the Gibraltar, what is called now the Gibraltar Defence Police Force? I was the chairman of the Staff Association, right? And they wanted to get rid of the force itself. They wanted to get rid of the force being called as policemen and bring them back and call them custodians, you know, because that would save a lot of money. And I was the chairman of the Staff Association, and so I was fighting all the time for the association to keep the force as it was. We had one meeting just across the road. Just across the road, they call, that's called the data center. It used to be Fortress headquarters. We had a meeting in there. They had some people coming from the UK and all that. They had the brigadier, the commissioner of police, the man in charge of the dockyard, the finance in the dockyard, and several members from the UK, from the government of the UK. And we had a meeting there, and they proposed that they should disband the force. And I was the chairman of the association at the time. And after making all up how they were going to get rid of all of us, they asked me whether I wanted to say something on the name of the association. I got my passport. This is, I'm telling you the truth, eh? I got my passport. And I said to all the gentlemen around the table, right, I say, with all my respect to you gentlemen sitting in here, do you see this passport? Do you know what it says in here? British subject. I'm going to buy, the same as I got this, I fight for this passport to remain British until I die, right? I'm going to fight the same for this identity card with the word police force. I said to each one of them, how would you feel if I were to be sitting in your seat and I were to come and tell you, as from tomorrow, you are going to be demoted to Lance Corporal, to the Brigadier. And to each of them, I was telling them, you know, that they were going to be demoted. How would you feel about it? They kept very quiet. They kept very quiet. And the Brigadier, who was in charge, he was the chairman, he said, we are going to have a recess, a 5-minute recess. They went away. And myself and the other four chaps of the committee stayed there behind. And they were saying, these people from the committee, with the things that you have told them now is when we are going to go out in the street. The man was the secretary who was in charge of the meeting. He came back and he said, he was very friendly with me. I was a sergeant at the time. He said, Sergeant Aspari, he said, you can go home and forget all about it. The police force will stay the same. Only last week, it was the 75th year of the force.
You must have been very pleased.
Yeah. 75 years of the force. If I wouldn't have got up and said what I did, you know, and the person, they knew that I was equal hand from my heart, the force would have been finished completely.
Yeah.
And look at how it is now.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. A little thing.
Thank you. I'm just going to ask you one last question, which is I ask everybody at the end of the interview, which is sort of, when you think about yourself and your identity and your culture, who do you think, how do you think of yourself as British, Gibraltarian? How do you define yourself?
I feel myself as a Gibraltarian because I was born in Gibraltar. But I am not British 100. I am 101%. 101%. I have always said that everywhere, not only to yourself, with all my respect to yourself, right? But everywhere I've gone, I said, I'm not British 100. I'm 101%, which is more than all that. And when I was in England, I used to tell people, I used to work with English people myself in England, and I used to tell them with them, look, I'm more English, I'm one more British than you are. And I prefer to go to do anything for my Britishness, right? Since I got my passport has always been English passport. Even in Gibraltar, always had a British passport. I never, because I always used to say it, I feel British 101%. And people used to laugh at it. And I used to have a brigadier, a very friendly brigadier, Brigadier Jones. And I used to tell him, look, if you have to go to look where a bomb is laid down, because in those days we used to have the IRA in here. It was completely different than what it is now. Now we got the problem of the Islamic and the Arabs and all that. But in those days we had the IRA. We used to come in here, you know, and Brigadier Jones used to say, look, somebody has planted a bomb somewhere. And they used to call me right away to take my force to go in there. And I used to tell him, look, wherever you go, I go. If you have to go, I go with you. And he used to appreciate that. Right? And I never used to send any one of my men to do something that I couldn't do myself. Never. If I knew that I couldn't do it, I would ask somebody else. But if I wanted to give an order to somebody, it's because I knew that I could go and do it myself. And I always used to be in the front, not in the back. When there was some riots here at one time, and the force went out, and they helped the Gibraltar police force, I was in that.
Were you?
Yeah. Mm. I was in there as well.
Well, that's a very good answer. Thank you. Well, thank you very much. No, it's been a real pleasure.
I hope I have been some helpful anyway.
You've said some amazing things. Thank you. Yeah. I'm going to stop now.